The DRC Ebola outbreak has spread to a major city. Here's What to Know by Jamie Ducharme. A worsening Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, which the World Health Organization, WHO, called the second worst ever, has reached a populous city in the country's North Kivu province, sparking concerns about further spread. The DRC outbreak is still far less sweeping than a West African outbreak that killed 11,000 people between 2014 and 2016, but continuing spread of the disease has health officials on high alert. In September, the WHO declared regional risk associated with Ebola very high, though it maintains that global risk remains low. In October, the WHO decided not to declare the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. Nonetheless, officials have urged ongoing vigilance from health workers in the DRC and neighboring countries and recommended accelerated preparedness and surveillance efforts and potential vaccination for those in surrounding areas who are at risk of contraction. If these steps are taken, according to a recent WHO case report, the agency remains confident that the outbreak can be contained. Here's what to know about the Ebola outbreak in the DRC. How severe is the Ebola outbreak? The DRC's current Ebola outbreak, its 10th in 40 years, was officially declared on August 1st, shortly after the end of another outbreak in the country that claimed 33 lives. As of December 5th, the WHO had recorded 423 confirmed cases of Ebola, as well as 48 suspected cases. More than 270 deaths have been reported, including 225 confirmed to be a result of Ebola. The most confirmed cases have been reported in the Beni Health Zone, located in the country's populous North Kivu province, and Kalunguta, Beni, Butembo, and Katwa remain the principal hotspots of the outbreak, according to a recent WHO case report. Women and children have been disproportionately affected by the outbreak. According to the WHO, women have accounted for about 62% of cases where sex was reported. At least 18 of these women were pregnant, and an additional 7 were either breastfeeding or had recently given birth. Another cause for concern, according to the WHO, is the high rate of infection among children. Nearly a quarter of cases have been in children younger than 15, including 27 infants not even a year old. Women and children may be exposed to Ebola in health facilities, when attending funerals, or through family care, according to the WHO. They may also be more likely to seek medical attention if they do become sick. Since the beginning of the outbreak, 142 people have been successfully treated for Ebola and released back into their communities. Is Ebola spreading? Ebola, a rare and severe virus that causes fatigue, muscle and stomach pain, vomiting, diarrhea, and unexplained bleeding, can be quite contagious and is spread through direct contact with infected people or their bodily fluids, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. While no cases of the virus have been confirmed outside the DRC, one was confirmed near the Ugandan border in late September, and health officials have deemed the risk of national and regional spread very high. The WHO and the Ministry of Health are keeping a close eye on countries that share borders with the DRC, including Uganda, Rwanda, and South Sudan. A number of factors could allow disease transmission to extend beyond the DRC's borders, raising red flags. In a recent case report, the WHO cited the volatile security situation, sporadic incidents of community reluctance, refusal, or resistance, continued reporting of confirmed cases, and the risk of spread to neighboring countries as reasons for concern. Ebola cases have also been reported in Butembo, a North Kivu city with more than 1 million residents, causing health officials to worry about further spread. One of the primary issues is a long-standing humanitarian crisis in the DRC that has worsened over the past year, forcing millions of people to flee their homes, according to the UN. More than 4 million people in the DRC are considered displaced, including more than a million in North Kivu province alone, leading to continuous movement of refugees to neighboring countries, the WHO says. This movement, along with travel within the DRC, could increase the disease's chances of spreading, the WHO says. Plus, security concerns and community resistance in North Kivu and Ituri provinces have stifled response and monitoring efforts in these areas and made it more difficult to carry out safe and dignified burials that can curb disease spread. Several other diseases are also currently circulating in the DRC, including polio, cholera, measles, and monkeypox. What's being done about the Ebola outbreak? The WHO continues to closely monitor and respond to affected and at-risk areas. Multiple hospitals in the DRC now have the capacity to confirm diagnoses of Ebola with laboratory testing, and procedures are in place for treating and isolating patients suspected or known to have the virus. Nonetheless, the WHO says some hospital visitors still show resistance to containment procedures, another risk factor for disease transmission. Health workers have also been using a new experimental Ebola vaccine to help stop the virus's spread, inoculating almost 40,000 people so far. Health workers have been using a vaccine made by Merck, which has been shown in field testing to potentially reduce infection rates and showed some success during the last outbreak in the DRC. Merck has provided thousands of the vaccines to health authorities for emergency use, but it's still considered experimental since ethical concerns have barred scientists from performing the types of controlled clinical trials usually used to test new drugs. About 160 people have also been treated with other experimental drugs under a WHO policy that allows for the emergency use of investigational therapies. And in a significant step, the WHO announced that the DRC will begin a randomized controlled trial to test the efficacy of new therapeutics. The U.S. withdrew its presence in the region in August and has not redeployed anyone in the face of significant security concerns. Some employees from the CDC and the U.S. Agency for International Development are in the DRC capital of Kinshasa, miles away from the heart of the outbreak, the Washington Post reports.